Welcome to episode 2 of Startup Bizcast. It's June 2007. I'm Steve Mullen. Startup Bizcast features advice and education on small business from small business owners. This podcast's home is www.startupbizcast.com. In this episode, we'll talk about planning for the future, specifically planning for the time when you can't work or you no longer want to work. This sort of planning is crucial for small business owners because in many cases, we're hoping the continuation or the sale of our business is what's going to fund our retirement years. You know, the years when you get to have fun and do whatever you please and play a lot of golf. Joining us for this discussion is Jay Cowan. He's co-founder and principal at Rivercross Partners, a Richmond, Virginia-based firm that works with small business owners to develop exit strategies. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Jay, tell me a little bit about your business and when it was created.
Rivercross Partners was actually created in October of 2005. Although I've been working with owners of closely held, privately held businesses since 1980, I would guess. The business focuses primarily in Rivercross in three main areas. The area that I have the most passion about is working with business owners to position them to have a successful exit strategy. And then the other two areas that we focus on are developing core benefit plans for their employees, as well as selective benefit plans for their key people. Because when you really look at your business, the real value to most businesses happens to be the people that are in that business.
So how did you get into this business?
Well, I started out actually in the insurance side. Within a short period of time, started working with business owners and found that while it was easy enough to say, well, you need to have insurance products and programs in place to protect you and your family in the event of a death or disability, that was really only solving maybe 15% of the problem, because many people throughout their business lives didn't die, didn't become permanently disabled. So when it got to the point when they were ready to get out of their business, they realized they didn't really have a plan on how to get out. And because traditionally, we've let those types of things, we assume, whether it's myself or other professionals or business people, that maybe it's the attorney that's going to do that for them, or the CPA or HR consultant or whomever. In reality, everybody's sort of working in their little corner, their little niche, and not really working and looking with others outside of that and saying, hey, what is the goals of the owner?
So what you're saying is that folks need someone focused directly on exit strategies rather than someone who might be able to handle only part of the problem.
Correct. There is a, and thank you, you said that better than I could, at least more briefly. And that's where I've determined that there was a huge need for someone who could take, sort of take ownership of that issue and say, we'll help you, you know, drive the process. So we'll interface with the other professionals as needed, because typically business owners don't have time to do that.
Now, you say people should plan for their exit as soon as they start their business. How can they do that?
Well, it's sort of like if you were going to go and paint a room in your house, I would hope the first thing you do is, rather than just pop the can open, stir the paint, start painting, you can figure out, okay, well, when I'm starting this, where am I going to end up? Am I going to paint myself into a corner? Maybe I should take a look at where how this is going to finish up, and so we're not making a mess and not putting ourselves in a difficult position. I know that's obviously an oversimplification, but every business person, when they have their business, start their business, should be really thinking about, what would I like to see happen when I'm finally ready to stop doing this? Because eventually, we're all going to stop being active in our business in one way, shape, or form, whether we walk out of the business, whether we crawl out, or we get carried out.
Should people have something that's formally written and notarized, or should they just tell a family member, or how should they do it?
Well, that's a good question, and it's really a combination of things. I think the first thing it calls for is just taking a look at, first of all, here's what would I like to see happen in terms of all the lights are green and everything goes the way that I hope it'll go. Here's the way I would like for it to happen. And then as an alternative, you know, if that doesn't happen exactly the way I want, here's another way that I feel would be very acceptable to me. But what as important is, what if there's a catastrophe? You know, if you're in business with a partner, suppose they die, or suppose you become disabled. All those kinds of things can have a dramatic effect on a business. So you want to make sure that you are addressing those things, as well as the if everything goes right strategy. So it's going to be a combination, really, of writing things down at least initially, in a form that you've as you begin your plan, and sharing what your goals are for someone that you can, you know, you have their confidence and they have yours. That way, while you're working on your plan, even if something happens, someone has some kind of way of determining, this is what Bill wanted to have happen. The preferable manner would be to have, for example, an up-to-date will and a trust set up that would be more formalized and give people the authority to execute what your desires are. If you ask many of my clients, I'll ask them, well, how long has it been since you've taken a vacation? And a lot of them say, well, never had one, or only 2 or 3 days. You know, well, why? Well, because the place would, you know, fall apart if I wasn't here. Well, if you had a permanent vacation, what do you think is going to happen?
I imagine you run into this situation often, particularly now in the internet age. What about a business where there's no inventory to sell, like a PR firm or an advertising firm, or really a lot of businesses these days? What can you do with a company like that when there's no one to pass it on to?
And again, that's a really good question, because more and more businesses, you know, we see a lot more that are very, very much like that, where it's a business of one or just a small group. And so the more dependent the business happens to be on you, the more less likely that there really is something to transfer. I try to talk to clients, and in one of the initial conversations we kind of we go through is to say, let's determine something here. Is your business as it stands now, is it an asset that you can pass on, or is it really a job? And so if it is a job, which many businesses are, then you have the decision to make. You either say, well, I'm going to do some things to make it a business and make it have a lasting value beyond me or to someone else, or, okay, it's a job. It's fine. That's okay with me. I accept that. So let's try to put some things in place. So maybe it's, I don't have to worry about passing it on, but I just want to make sure that it's going to be closed down and or liquidated without leaving anyone, you know, with any decisions to have to make, you know, not have any debts behind. You know, what about that lease that I have on the office that I'm leasing? How's that going to be addressed?
I know you have a lot of stories about people who have failed to plan. What's your best one?
Well, there's many best, but the one that I think that really hit home for me for the very first time about this whole issue, it goes back a number of years ago, and you can kind of guess maybe how far back it goes, because I remember going to meet a gentleman who owned a business downtown area near the river, if you will, and he had a re-chroming business. Basically, not all they did, but a lot of their work was re-chroming metal car bumpers. At the time, it was a pretty successful little business. He had about 10 or 12 employees. I did happen to ask him, you know, and I'm just calling Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, what's your exit strategy? How do you plan on getting out of this business one day? And he just, I remember very well, he pointed into his office there through the glass there, and there was a gentleman sitting there. He goes, that's my exit strategy right there. I said, what is that, or who is that? And he said, well, that's my son. Ronnie's going to take the business over from me when I'm ready to get out. And Ronnie was about 40. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's excellent and great. That's wonderful news. So we chatted a little while, and I left. And about a year and a half or so later, I was in that area. I decided to stop by and say hello to him just to see how things are going. And sure enough, he was there, and we were talking, and we went into the office, and I saw, you know, that there was nobody at the front desk. And I asked, well, where's, you know, is Ronnie here? Is he out back? What's he up to? And he says, oh, well, Ronnie's gone. For good, he left me, and I was astounded. And I asked him, well, you know, what happened? And you know, I could tell he was still very emotional about it. He says, "Well, because Jay, actually, about 6 months after our meeting, I went to Ronnie and I said that I was ready for him to start, working with him for him to take over. That my plan was he was going to take over and continue to pay me a salary." And he just amazed me when he said that he had no intention of taking over the business, had never had any intention, and that it was too much hard work, and it's just a paycheck for him. That he really doesn't want to be involved with any of this. And you know, he said that I was very upset, and we had an argument. And a few days later, he told me he was leaving because he took another job. And he has no one at this point now to take over the business. And at the time we had this discussion, Mr. Jones is about 65. And he was way past, you know, having any kind of interest in working any longer. But he didn't feel that the business was worth anything if there wasn't anybody to keep on going. So he just kept working that business into his mid-70s. And until he finally passed away, never sold the business, couldn't find a buyer, one of the reasons being the obsolescence of the re-chroming bumper business. I wish I could say there was good news, because he did own the land that the business was sat on. Unfortunately, though, because of the years of using those chemicals and the re-chroming and so forth, the EPA came in and said, well, you know, before this land could be sold, you're going to have to clean this stuff up. And so whatever money they would have made selling that land went out to pay for the cost of the cleanup.
So the moral of this story is to make sure you have a plan and make sure you tell someone about the plan, right?
Right. Make sure you have a plan. You know, define what you want your strategy to look like. I think that you should try to determine the value of your business, which is usually a big obstacle in anyone overcoming their the thing that seems to stop us cold is determining your planning is, well, what do I value my business at? If you've got an IRA, you probably know what that's worth. If you have a home, you probably know the real value of that, your car. But most business people don't understand what the value of their business is. Yet, that's the thing that they're hoping is going to support them when they're ready to get out.
You can learn more about Jay's company and about exit strategies by visiting the Rivercross Partners website, www.rivercrosspartners.com. I love to hear feedback on my podcast, so please feel free to comment on the Startup Bizcast blog, or even better, leave a voicemail message. The number to call is 206-984-0860, 206-984-0860, and you can find that number on the Startup Bizcast blog at startupbizcast.com. That's a wrap for episode 2 of Startup Bizcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mullen.